check this out, I whispered. When she didn't answer, I looked around. She wasn't anywhere in the clearing. My eyes scanned the woods as my heart banged, and I glanced up at the sky for a falling body.
Allie!
I screamed and shot straight up.
Allie, don't leave!
I stepped onto the rock with the lip to jump down. I stepped on the lip too hard and the rock faltered, tipping forward. I must have weighed more than when I was a kid. I heard Allie scream. I jumped to the ground and saw her lying under the lip.
You don't have to squash me, she said.
The rock dropped back down to its original place with a thud that told me its weight had to be almost a couple hundred pounds. I could have broken her rib cage.
Oh my God, are you all right?
I dropped down to my knees, hauling her out from under.
I thought you'd left me.
No, I just wanted to, I don't know, see if I could see anything from under.
Don't!
I snapped. Alex and I never got under there. You know what lives under these rocks? Those giant sandworms you dissect in biology. Look, just stand here and don't move. Now that I knew she hadn't left, my nerve came back again. There's a hole between the three rocks. I want to look down it. She crinkled up her face.
There's no way for him to crawl in between these rocks. They fit together almost perfectly.
Almost, I said. I just want to do the whole thing. Whatever I meant by that. I jumped back up on the rocks, and without giving myself time to think about it, I knelt and looked down. The hole was pitch black. Allie put her hand on my ankle, and it made me less scared of being dragged under by ye old hand bone. I reached in. I could feel the floor of the clearing with the tips of my fingers. It was flat and smooth, as if nothing could grow on top of the sand in the darkness there. I felt something rough, about the size of a baseball. I tried telling myself it wasn't a hand bone and got my fingers around it. I pulled it out. Pine cone. I tossed it aside with a sigh and reached back in. I had to reach in up to my shoulder, and I could feel the hole was about 2 feet wide at the bottom, just big enough to fit my arm in at the top.
Too small for a body,
I told her, to make myself feel better. And then my fingers touched something smooth. It felt like a thin piece of plastic. I pulled, but it seemed to be stuck between the rocks. I pulled some more.
There's something else,
I said, gritting my teeth.
Just this one thing.
It finally gave way, and I pulled it out. I sat there huffing, wiping the dirt off this piece of paper that had a plasticky feel to it. I saw some scribbling around a bunch of cartoon-type pictures. It looks like a map, and the handwriting on it seems familiar.
Yeah, it's familiar, Allie agreed right away. Like Creed's diary.